Those dance band days with none other than Alan Dell.
Hello, good evening. Hope you've managed to enjoy something of this Easter break. If the weather hasn't been all that kind, it has been pretty chilly. Maybe we can warm you up with our music from the dance band days. As I mentioned last week, this is the program that we devote to the most requested singer of those dance band days, Al Boley, who was killed by a landmine in his flat in German Street, London, on April the 17th, 1941. So many of you have sent in requests, mostly for records that I've not played in previous tributes. At least, I don't recall playing them. For instance, here's one from Mr. J.H. Willerton of Grimsby, South Humberside, for a song called Fancy Our Meeting. It's Al Boley with the Decca Studio Orchestra on November the 13th, 1933.
Our meeting for just one fond greeting, when days are so fleeting and few. Paradise seeming with no thought of scheming, a dream was a dreaming come true. For I have waited to tell you I need you so. Just hesitated, then let it go. Yet you know, fancy our meeting when days are so fleeting. For just one fond greeting we two. Just by chance I met you passing by. Now I sigh sometimes to forget you. If my heart were wiser, I would try just to turn and whisper goodbye. It were best to take your hand and leave you. It were best, and yet farewell, my grief you. For just one fond greeting, we two.
Al Boley in November 1933. I have an earlier recording than that, mentioned by Christine Deere of, I presume, some fixed abode, perhaps around Newcastle upon Tyne. That's the postmark on the card, otherwise no address. Christine, her husband Philip, and father Douglas Carrick all had birthdays in March. What clever people. And by now, there should also be a new addition to the family. I hope all is well. A couple of years ago, Christine heard a snatch of an Al Boley record on a TV documentary about Punch and Judy and wanted to hear it properly. Well, actually, there is only a snatch of Boley, Christine, just a very quick 32 bars right at the beginning of the September 29th, 1932 recording with Arthur Lally and his orchestra. In fact, there's not even a mention on the label that there is a vocal refrain. It's classified as a xylophone recording by Rudy Sterita with the orchestra. Well, certainly we'll hear a sample of his fine playing, and the tune is called Wicked Mr. Punch.
Wicked We could lift a punch. Meet Judy, makes the dates for lunch. Gets broody when she appears. He boxes her ears instead. Now Judy on the floor. Shots murder somebody next door. Has heard her follow the clue. This cupboard is true, she's dead. What a dreadful tale of grief and woe. To the village jail, all Punch must go. So the beadle cries, arrest him, and the copper tries to best him, but Mr. Punch defiantly shouts, no, no.
Wicked Mr. Punch, Arthur Lally's orchestra with Al Boley and xylophonist Rudy Sturita. Just to show you what a busy fellow Al Boley was, between that recording, as I said, of September the 29th, 1932, and this next one, on November the 16th, 1932, that's less than 2 months, he recorded 19 other titles, six of them twice. The first attempts were rejected for some reason. And this was one of the songs, the 20th, in fact, that was successfully completed at the second time of asking. It's a request from Cecil Moorfoot of Ashby, Scunthorpe, South Humberside, and it's Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep. Lou Stone's Monsignor Band accompanies Al Boley and Mary Charles in this cozy domestic scene.
Why, I'll say our party was a great success.
Didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? And did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress?
She looked lovely.
What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny?
Just one of those things, honey. He had a few too many.
They sure were a hungry crowd.
I'll say they didn't leave a scrap for poor little Rover.
We ought to be real proud.
Mm-hmm. I'm mighty glad the darn thing's over.
No more company to see.
And there's no more papers left to read.
What to do about it?
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
All right.
Gosh, I'm tired. No more anything to drink.
Oh, I'll leave those dishes in the sink.
All right, baby. What's to do about it?
Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear.
Why, you know, you're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear.
You wouldn't fool me, would
you? Not much, Mary. No more money in the bank.
No cute baby we can spank.
Well, what's to do about it?
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
There's no more people in the flat.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Brown has gone and left his hat.
What, again?
Yeah.
What's to do about it?
Oh, let's put out the lights and go to sleep, honey. Not a cigarette left to smoke.
Say, Mary, that's beyond a joke.
You said it. Well, what are we going to do about it?
Let's say nighty-night and so to sleep, honey.
All right.
You know, Mary,
yeah.
Your Aunt Eliza looks an awful wreck.
Your mother was the biggest fright
here. Betty, there. I'd like to break your father's neck.
Oh, shut up. Your Uncle Joe's a perfect nightmare.
All right. All right. I know you're getting sore with me now, you know.
Well, this finishes it, Al. There'll be no more sitting up till 3.
All right, honey. Well, what's to do about it?
Oh, God. Let's go. Here we are. Al Boley and Mary Charles with Lou Stone. Now, before we continue, I have a message from our travel unit, a message for drivers heading north or clockwise on the Buckinghamshire-Berkshire borders of the M25. Following a multiple accident between junctions 14 and 15, that's the Heathrow and M4 turnoffs, there are currently queues tailing to beyond junction 13, the Staines turnoff. This is approximately 3 to 4 miles of very slow-moving traffic, and you're advised to avoid this section if possible for the next hour or so. That's the northbound or clockwise carriageway of the M25, partially blocked between junctions 14 and 15. Well, now back to Al Boley, and so far we've not had him with Ray Noble, but we do have one now, and I've been asked if I can bend the rules of this program just a little and play at least one of Al Boley's American recordings with Ray Noble. Well, with Boley and Noble, I guess it's legitimate, because no other British artist that I can think of at that time achieved the same success on both sides of the Atlantic. There are quite a number of you who would like all manner of Boley American recordings. B and S. Bevan of Lincoln, for instance, want to hear Be Still My Heart, which was recorded with Victor Young, his first American recording, as a matter of fact. Another time, perhaps, but the lucky listener on this occasion is Eric Wakefield of Hanley Road in London, who is a Boley collector. But so far, the recording of Empty Saddles from May the 25th, 1936, has eluded him. Well, at last, here it is.
Empty saddle.
she saddled in the old corral. Empty saddles in the old corral. Empty saddles in the old corral.
That's a long 78, more than 3.5 minutes. Al Boley with Ray Noble's American Orchestra and the choral assistance, possibly, of that group called The Freshmen. For Mr. Wakefield, who asked for that, and others, let me repeat once again what the discography says about Al Boley and Brother Can You Spare a Dime. On March the 17th, 1933, he made a test recording of the song for HMV, which apparently was not released. On May the 25th, 1938, with George Scott Wood playing a pipe organ, he recorded the song again, along with Stormy Weather. The discography states it was rejected. In between, on December the 1st, 1933, Boley recorded about 45 seconds of the song as part of a selection called Lou Stone Favorites, and that has been remastered on more than one LP. However, the Bevans of Lincoln, whom I mentioned a moment ago, say that they recall Christopher Stone playing a complete recording. Well, maybe he got hold of the HMV test pressing, who knows? Anyway, that has nothing to do with Mr. C. Freeman of Carpenters Park, Watford, who would like another, quite different, Lou Stone Al Boley record. This one from February 1938, Little Drummer Boy.
The day is ended, little drummer boy. Lights out was sounded long ago.
Lights out was sounded long ago.
So close your eyes, my little drummer boy,
and go to sleep
and dream of the ones that you love so. Reveille will sound in the morning. Once more on parade you will go. So close your eyes, my little drummer boy, and say goodnight to all your friends and foes.
Drummer Boy with Lou Stone. We move on to January 1939 for Raymond of High Road, Weston in London, who would like one of the fine records that Al Boley made in that period with Giraldo and his orchestra. Here's the waltz, One Day When We Were Young.
One day, sweet song.
of spring where sound and music was never so gay. You told me you loved me when we were young.
When we were young. And finally, we have a couple of recordings from 1940. On both, Bowley is accompanied by a studio orchestra, probably directed by the late Ronnie Munro. First, for Mr. H. Garton of Newark Notts, a soul favorite.
Careless, now that you got me loving you, you're careless, careless in everything you do. You break appointments and think you are smart. If you're not careful, you'll break my heart. Careless, now that my bridges all are burned, you're careless. Careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be? Or do you just care less for me? Love was a thing that you wanted. That's why we answered love's call. Now that you've got what you've wanted, you don't seem to want it at all. Now that my bridges all are burned, how careless, careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be? Or do you just care less for me?
Careless from February the 15th, 1940, with Al Bowley doing a little scatting, I suppose. If I haven't managed to include your requested Al Bowley record in this program, we hope there'll be many more opportunities in the coming Mondays, so keep an ear on these dance band days. Last one this time is for Charlie Kenny of Ilford in Essex. That's a good list of yours. It'll go back in the file. But for now, item 8, Dreaming. At least that's what this song was called with these words. Later, with a different lyric, it became Time Was.
When I'm alone and I'm dreaming, after the long day is done, memories of past happy hours bring hope of new joys to come. Dreaming of you in the firelight's glow, sweetheart, I want you to always know. Each night I dream of you. Scheming our plans for the future, dear, hoping to have and to hold you near. Partings will all be through. There in our little love nest, I'll be happy with you. I adore. Let what comes after bring sweet baby laughter and tiny feet pattering the floor. Dreaming of you all the long night through, counting the days till our schemes come true, sharing my dreams with you. Happy with you, I adore you. Let what comes after bring sweet baby laughter and tiny feet pattering the floor. I'm dreaming of you all the long night through, counting the days till our schemes come true, sharing my dreams with you.
Song, isn't it? One that was known with, as I said, two lyrics, Dreaming or Time Was. Well, those are some of the Al Bowley records, 8 in all, that you've asked me to play, in which case I guess we have a few satisfied customers here. Tomorrow, let me remind members, it's Coda Club Day, with birthday greetings to Leslie Douglas, for one. He was vocalist with Henry Hall and many another orchestra, and of course was leader of a wartime service band. To Primrose, that's Harry Hay's wife, Primrose Orrick, who sang with Jack Hilton and others. Also, trumpeter Arthur Mouncey, who played with Eddie Carroll and Joe Loss, Ambrose, and was on the early Ted Heath records, the one that the Sessioner did, Opus 1, in fact. And finally, Harry Benson, drummer, resident pianist for the Happy Birthdays and the club's new treasurer. I wish them all many happy returns, because I may not be able to be with you tomorrow, more's the pity, but I bet you'll have a jolly party.